Hello and welcome to the National Trust podcast. In this mini episode, we'll be hearing about the mysterious mermaid pools of Kinder Scout. Dipped in the coarse folds of Kinder Scout's heathery mounds, a cold, deep pool glistens. On clear days, it's a glassy mirror to the sky. But when the clouds encroach, it gleams black. This water has been the font of myth and legend for millennia. It is said that Celtic water rituals are practiced here, and I can imagine the ancient chants of generations past calling on the skies to rain. The pool's waters are rumoured to heal those brave enough to slip into its icy depths, and I can imagine those Celtic water worshippers bathing their battle-wounded bodies in the freezing water. If eternal life is what you're after, the myth recommends a midnight dip beneath Easter's fat full moon. Under the pale light of night, a mermaid is said to emerge from the pool. Her face illuminated by stars and her voice sweet and syrupy. Her song burbles across the water, through the brooks of Kinder, inviting you closer. If the mermaid looks on you fondly, she'll reward you with everlasting life. Now, this isn't something I'd personally recommend. The peak is tricky enough to navigate in the light, let alone in the dark, even if the moon is full. Those seeking eternal life might actually end up chilled to the bone, lost wandering the peak in their swimmers. Not very glamorous. And anyway, that's the tamer, more recent version of the story. The older version is a little bit more sinister. It holds that the mermaid's melodious voice actually lures men to the pool. Calling them beneath the surface into a watery grave. The famous 18th century poet Henry Kirke White wrote a poem based on the older version of this myth. And one passage reads, "A maiden, strangely fair but strangely formed, rises from out the pool and by her lungs and heavenly beauty lures to the shameful death the luckless wight who hears her melodies." So, eternal life or shameful death? One thing's for sure, the mermaid's pool of Kinder Scout has fed generations of imaginations, and today its eerie beauty is still enjoyed by poets, walkers and dreamers alike. Thanks for listening to this week's National Trust mini-episode. For the next full episode, I'll be in Bethgelert, Wales. That'll be available in a week's time. Until then, from me, Kate Martin, goodbye.